It is a shame that there's been damage and vandalism caused to the Seeley Park lookout. You know, I can just say to those people that get involved in that sort of mindless acts of vandalism, that just wake up to yourself. You know, community want to use this facility. Council and many government departments got together to get the funding to be able to upgrade this, to put the walk out there, the viewing platform. You know, we're going to have to now lock that at night time, which means that people can't get that opportunity when it's closed to be able to go and look at the night lights of Coffs Harbour, right down to the foreshores and the harbour. You know, just because of some senseless, stupid people out there continue to sort of just do wanton vandalism and create damage to these new facilities that are being built. Council spends somewhere in the vicinity of $220,000 per year just fixing public structures such as seats and other associated things that are damaged through vandalism. It's just crazy. Wake up to yourself, find something more productive to do with your time, and stop creating this issue of hundreds of thousands of dollars being spent repairing local public infrastructure.
Is there more we can do to give teenagers something to do? You know, is that part of the problem?
Look, I think there's a lot of activities around for our youth. If it's getting to the desperate stage where the only alternative left to them for the next thing to do is to go out and damage public property, well, we're in a sick and sorry state. You know, we've got the PCYC and the indoor stadium in Bray Street down there. There's a lot of our local youth get involved in those programs and sporting events down there. You know, I think it's just a part of society these days that there'll always be that small percentage of morons, as I call them, that don't want to go and look for the good things in life. They just want to get themselves involved in the destruction and damage of public property, which means that there's less money to go into putting in new facilities because we're spending so much money repairing or replacing public infrastructure that is destroyed by wanton vandalism.